Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. Our pleas become computer blips, tiny bits of energy, traveling through razor-thin wire, traveling through space, to be left for someone to decipher when they find the time. I check my email address book recently, and the people I email the most are the people that live in the same city as me, all of whom I know the phone numbers of, all of whom are only a local call away. In fact, one of my friends lives a block and a half away from me, on the same street as me, but I still email her as much as I call her, even though I could just as easily walk over to her house and have an actual conversation with her. Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. But what if we don't want to communicate, or forget how? Too busy leaving messages, voicemails, emails, pager numbers, forgetting to call back? What if we forget how to communicate? I got a program for my computer. It's a phone book program, and it sorts people by name or company. It lists their phone numbers and has a complete file for them where you can store their birthday, their addresses, past addresses and phone numbers, faxes, email addresses. There's room for any information you want to store about them. And I love this program. I've created a file with all the phone numbers I've ever needed and always add information to this file. I keep a copy of it on my computer at home, on my computer at work, on my laptop, even on a floppy disk in case there's a fire at work and my hard drive at home crashes. But it always seems every time I desperately need a phone number, I'm nowhere near a computer. Any computer. Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. People want to instant message. People buy their names as a domain name. People get email accounts. People set up web pages. And you know, I've got a cell phone. I've got a landline. But my phone isn't ringing off the hook. It's like I've gone fishing, sat on a boat in the lake, pulled out the bait, and no one's biting. I wanted to get in touch with an old friend of mine from high school, Vince, but the last I heard, he went to Marquette University. Well, that was 5 years ago. He could be anywhere. I talked to a friend or two that knew him, but they lost touch with him, too. So I searched on the internet to see if his name was on a website or if he had an email address. He didn't. So I figured I probably wouldn't find him. And all this time, I knew his parents lived in the same house they always did. I could just look up his parents' phone number in the phone book and call them, say I'm an old high school friend of Vince's. But I never did, and then I realized why. You see, I could search the internet for hours, and no one would know that I was looking for someone. But now, with a single phone call, I'd make it known to his entire family that I wanted to see him enough to call after all these years. And I didn't want him to know that, so I never called. Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. But then the question begs itself. Who is there to listen?